Good morning, everyone.
大家早安。
Well, like Gary mentioned in his prayer, today is our church's third year anniversary of being in this beautiful building.
就像陈丁弟兄刚刚在祷告里提到的，今天是我们搬进这个教会三周年的纪念日。
And we have a lot to be thankful for, and I was reflecting on this morning about the fact that we've been in this place 3 years. It went by fast.
我们其实有很多事情可以把感谢归给我们的神。那今天早上牧师还特别想到，我们已经搬进，居然已经搬进这个堂长达三年了。
And so today we recognize that. We recognize God's blessings. Through providing this place for us to meet in, to serve in, to minister in. And so I hope that our hearts can be thankful towards Him for that and continue to keep that same thankfulness in our hearts that we did 3 years ago when we first had our first church service in this room.
那我们特别要来纪念这件事情，纪念我们已经就是三周年的纪念日，我们要特别来感谢神把这个堂来赐给我们。然后让我们可以在这边，我们有我们的服侍，我们可以有敬拜，我们可以来一起来经历它，也鼓励弟兄姐妹，让我们不只是就随着时间过去就忘记了我们三年前搬进这个堂的喜悦。那我们一样，我们今天要带同样感恩的心来纪念。
So today we also celebrate fathers. So I want to wish all the fathers here a very happy Father's Day.
那我们今天也要来纪念父亲节，我要在此祝各位做父亲的都有一个很快乐的父亲节。
Fathers like mothers also have a very important role in the home.
就如同母亲，父亲在一个家庭里面也是一个很重要的角色。
And I mention mothers because without mothers, there would be no Father's Day because mothers were actually the ones that created this day to honor their husbands.
那我在这边虽然是父亲节，可是我听到母亲是有原因的，因为如果没有母亲，就没有父亲节。
So God gave men this role, and I want to encourage us today. I want us to walk away from here, not just having this light, feel good, encouragement from God's word, but also as well as an exhortation, an encouragement for us to think how we can do better as men.
那我鼓励大家，今天不只是因为是父亲节，我们离开这里的时候就觉得很开心。那我们也要来鼓励大家，我们如何可以照神的心意来成为一个好的父亲。
Because God has given men the role as the head of the home.
因为神让父亲让丈夫是在家里是做头的这个角色。
And a lot of times in today's world, fathers are joked about.
那在现今这个时代，很多时候提到父亲反而变成像是一个笑话。
If you watch a lot of the TV shows and stuff like that, you will see the father viewed as this idiot.
那很多时候当你看一些肥皂剧或是一些电视剧，提到父亲这个角色，好像就有点是在嘲笑一个白痴一样。
But I think that's wrong.
但我认为这并不好笑，这是错的。
I think our culture has made light of that position, and maybe for some good reasons, but that doesn't mean we discredit the position of the father.
那在我们现今的这个文化当中，很多时候我们轻看了父亲的这个角色，也许他其来有自，但是我们不应该不应该让这变成常态，我们不应该轻看父亲的角色。
I believe there have been some pretty poor examples of fathers in this world.
我相信在这世上可能有一些非常差的这个做父亲的例子。
And no father will be perfect.
没有一个父亲是完美的。
Just like there is no perfect person in this world.
就像在世上没有一个人是完美的。
And there have been fathers in the past that have just mistreated their wives, mistreated their children, and not really cared about their family like they should have.
那我们也知道，也听到，也许在过去或现在，有一些父亲在家庭当中，他们并没有做到父亲该做的角色，他们苦待他们的妻子甚至孩子。
But I believe as Christians, we have no excuse for an example or not having a good example of what a father looks like. A Christian man has no excuse for not knowing what a good father looks like.
但是我相信我们身为基督徒，我们应该要知道父亲在家里应该是什么样的一个角色，一个父亲应该有一个什么样子啊，就是该有的一个样式。
Because to be a good father, we have the perfect father to use as our example, to look to as our example.
因为我们有一位天父，他是我们最佳的例子，来帮助我们成为一个好的父亲。
And when we see, just like we sang about, when we see that God the Father was willing to give up even His own Son, Jesus Christ, to come here for us, we can see what a father should be like. Be willing to sacrifice everything for His family.
当我们看到我们的天父愿意把他的独生子赐给我们，然后降卑成人来到世上来啊拯救我们的罪。我们身为父亲，我们就可以看到，就可以知道我们如何来学习天父，成为一个好的父亲。就是我们应该要能够放下我们自己的所有，然后来为这个家庭摆上。
Fathers are to follow the example of our heavenly Father.
我们为人父的应该要能够跟随效法我们天父的榜样。
And when we do that, we mirror.His characteristics to our family.
当我们能够来效法我们的主耶父神的时候，我们也就可以把我们父神的特质或是品格能够在我们的家中能够活出来。
When I think of two very important men in my life, and they're not perfect, but they are some of the greatest men that I know.
当我来思考在我生命中我的两位父亲的时候。我想到就是这两位，他们虽然并不是完美的，但他们是非常好的父亲。
I reflect on the example of a man that they showed me how I should be in my walk in life as well.
那他们成为我很好的榜样，他们告诉我如何来成为一个好的弟兄、好的父亲，在我的生命当中如何应该是一个什么样的样式。
My father, who's there with me in the graduation cap, that's my college graduation day. Such a great man.
在投影幕上左边这张照片就是 Chuck 大学毕业典礼的那个照片，那一位是他的亲生的父亲，他是一个非常好的父亲。
And one of the greatest things that I appreciate about my dad is that he never had his own good father on earth.
那有一件事情 Chuck 牧师特别感谢他的父亲能够提供给他的是让他印象非常深刻，就是他的父亲其实在他从小成长过程他并没有父亲，并没有爸爸。
His father and mother abandoned him at the doorstep of my great uncle when he was just a young boy.
他的 Chuck 的爸爸的亲生父母在他就是很年幼的时候就弃养他，然后把他交给他的叔公。
And even in the midst of that, imagine growing up as a child feeling like you weren't wanted.
大家可以想想，当一个小孩在他成长的过程，当他想到自己是被放弃的，是被弃养的。
And how God changed his life. He came to know Jesus as a teenager.And God completely changed his life into becoming the dad he is today.
然后，但是在他成长的过程，神改变了他的生命。在他青少年时期他认识了耶稣，然后以至于他后来可以成为他就是如今他是一个很好的父亲。
And he supplied a fatherly figure through my uncle, my great uncle, to kind of show him what a man was to be and what a godly man was to be.
那透过他的叔公收养他的爸爸，就 Chuck 牧师的爸爸，然后他把他叔公的样式，就是投影在他应该该有的一个父亲的样式，以至于今天他也可以就是把这样子的样式交给 Chuck 牧师。
And out of that unfortunate event, this young man becomes a man and follows God overseas to a foreign country, China, to be a missionary there. Just thinking about.What he could have carried with him could have completely turned away from God, but God changed his life and took him to places where we never thought we'd be.
那大家可以思想，当一个小孩，当他父亲在他年幼时候被弃养，但是这样成长的过程，他可以原本是可以带着苦读来成长，但是在这过程，神改变他的生命，以至于他不只是成长，然后他可以就是把这样基督的爱，他愿意来带出去，他愿意去到人没办法想象，就是可以去的地方，他长大之后成为宣教士，去到中国去宣教。
My father showed me what walking by faith really looks like.
川牧师的爸爸就是透过这样，让他看到了凭着信心而行，来行走是什么样的一个样式。
I remember a lot of my relatives were like, "You guys are crazy. You're leaving America to go to China. You're crazy. Like, why would you do that?"
川牧师还记得他小时候就是听到看到很多他的亲戚们听到他们要去中国宣教的时候，都说他们疯了。
They obviously didn't know how awesome China is.
他们显然不知道中国有多好。
But they got mocked.When they're there on the field, there was attacks all over the place from Satan trying to stop them from doing the work that they were supposed to do.
当他们去到中国的时候，他们去中国的时候被很多嘲笑。当他们去到中国的时候，也面临很多魔鬼撒旦从各方面的攻击。他们遇到了种种的困难。
China in the 90s, especially in Hainan Island, you weren't allowed to be a Christian. You weren't allowed to share your faith publicly.
那在90年代，中国在海，特别在海南岛那个地方，是不允许，来信主，更不允许来宣教的。
But my parents opened their homes to students who just wanted to know more about American culture, and many students start to come to know Jesus Christ because they were just there to have a relationship with them.
那他的父母在当地的宣教是开放家庭，让那些想要来认识美国文化的年轻学子可以去到他们的家，也透过这样的过程，他们可以来认识主耶稣。
My dad taught me to stand strong no matter what comes.
他的川牧师的父亲教导他要站立的稳，要就是站立的稳，然后不管是遇到什么样的困境。
He showed me that if God calls you, nothing can stop you.
他让他看到，当今天神来呼召你的时候，来使用你的时候，没有什么可以来把你停止。
And he is a very patient and kind man who'd be willing to do anything for anyone if they asked.
那他的爸爸是一个非常仁慈，也非常有爱心、有耐心的人。他愿意为每一个人来做他能力所能做到的事情。
He loves Jesus.
他爱主耶稣。
And he taught me that God can use me to do anything God calls me to do.
他教导 Chuck 牧师，神可以使用他来做任何神要他做的事情。
And one of the greatest things that he always said every once in a while was, "Chuck, I'm proud of you."
那他经常就是对 Chuck 牧师说的一句话就是，孩子，我以你为荣。
Another person who's awesome.
另外一个非常非常棒的父亲
is my father-in-law.
就是我的岳父，他的岳父。
And I'm up here, so I get to do my father bragging rights, okay? So I'm thankful for them, but I know that all of us here have great examples of men in their lives. So this is not a Pastor Chuck bragging time.
那我今天在这边就是讲了，就是对我人生影响很重要的两位父亲，并不是我在夸耀他们。我相信每个人都有这样子，就是有他们很敬仰的父亲。那今天我只是来就是分享我的见证。
My father-in-law, I'm very close to.He brought me in when Sarah and I were dating and was like, "This is one of my sons," and so he treats me today like I'm one of his kids.
那 Chuck 牧师的岳父在他还没有跟 Sarah 结婚，在他们只是在约会的时候，就有点就把他视如己出。他经常跟别人介绍，这个就是我，就像我亲生儿子一样。
And he is full of wisdom and full of biblical truth, and I can go to him and ask him for advice, just like my own dad too.But I can go to my father-in-law and ask him for a bunch of different advice on life, on parenting, on different things like that. And I always know that when I go to him, he'll have, you know, a kind and humble answer.
那他的岳父是非常有智慧，而且充满就是圣经的知识、圣经的真理，知道圣经真理的一个父亲。他知道，乔尔牧知道他在任何时候，他有任何的问题都可以去。询问他，他也知道可以从他那里得到，就是从神而来的一些教导，可以帮助他的人生与生命。
When I was young, I was, you know, kind of a hyper kid and stuff like that, you can see the resemblance sometimes in my own son. Takes very well after me. But one great thing with my father-in-law, as I was in college, you know, he taught me integrity. He taught me to be a humble, gentle warrior.
那 Charles 牧师说他在年轻的时候他是非常的有活力，大家也可以从他的儿子Charlie 身上可以看到有这样子的非常的活泼活力。那他在大学那个时代他的那时候的岳父就未来的岳父就教导他要正直并且温和还有谦卑。
And so that was something very awesome. We still today get together, we try to get together at least a few times a month to have breakfast together, just to catch up. But these two men mean so much to me.
那 Charles 牧师与他的岳父一直到现在，他们每个月也都会聚几次，然后一起有享受早餐，然后在早餐过程可以分享。那刚刚提到这两位父亲，就是对他就是生命有很重要的意义。
They both point me in the direction of Jesus.
那他这两位父亲都引导他走向指向主耶稣。
And they do that best by the way that they live.
那他们不只是嘴巴上说，他们是用他们的生命来教导他。
They've taught me so many things on how to be a godly man, a godly husband, a godly father.
那他们用他们的生命教导他就是要成为一个属神的人，属神的丈夫，属神的父亲。
And they showed me how to love other people, no matter if they mistreat you.
那他们也教导他要来如何来爱人，然后不管别人如何来对待他。
There are also men who are willing, when something wrong is happening in front of them, to speak up and say something.
然后他们也教导他，就是当今天有看到有不公义或者不对的事情的时候，他要如何能够来用爱心说诚实话。
And I really cherish that. I really cherish how God has placed them in my life.
他非常的感恩神把这两位父亲放在他的生命当中。
And to the dads in this room today, there are really great examples around this room of good fathers.
那在我们现在在这个房间里面也有很多就是做父亲很好有很好父亲榜样的弟兄在这边。
But I know just like every person, there are always going to be some struggles.
但同时我们也知道，就像每一个人都不完美，我们做父亲的也会有挣扎。
And so today is a day where I want to encourage you, want you to know that you're not alone in this journey of fatherhood and parenthood, that together as a church we can grow in God's word and we can continue to love and reach out to our families.
我在这边要鼓励大家，你不是一个人在孤军奋战，我们就是在做父母养儿育女的事上，我们并不是孤军奋战。如果你觉得有任何的挣扎，我们可以以就是我们整个教会是一个家庭，然后我们是可以一起在就是养儿育女上，我们可以来前进，我们可以来学习神的话语，用神的方式来教养儿女。
And that it doesn't matter if you yourself did not have a godly father example, you still have the ability to be a good godly father.
那不管你是否有一个属神的，你自己本身有没有一个属神的父亲来做一个榜样，不管你有没有这个榜样，你都可以来做一个属神的好的父亲。
No matter what stage of fatherhood you're in, it's never too late.
那不管你现在就是你的儿女是在什么年纪，你现在是在你跟他的关系是如何，然后我们永远不会太迟来开始学习做一个好的父亲。
I hope that we continue to strive to follow Jesus' example, God's example of being a good father.
我鼓励就是我们每一个人都可以努力的非常努力的来学习做一个好的父亲，然后效法天父的样式。
And I hope today we're encouraged to step up, fathers. I hope we're encouraged to step up and lead our families.
我今天也鼓励每一位父亲都要在家庭里面能够站起来，能够成为头来引导你的家庭。
And so I'm going to read scripture passage in Ephesians chapter 5, and I would just like you to follow along on the screen. I'll read it, you can listen and follow along on the screen. Sound good?
我们现在要来看一下以弗所书的第五章，已经打在投影幕上，我会用念的，那请各位可以就是读投影幕上的经文。
Wives, submit to your own husbands. You're like, what? It's Father's Day. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. To be a good father, we need godly marriages.
要成为一个好的父亲，我们必须要有一个合神心意的婚姻。
And I'm not talking about just a good father who's always, you know, doing these nice things for their kids and wives. I'm talking about something further than just that. I'm talking about a spiritual leader.
我说这边所说的好父亲，并不是只是一个父亲为愿意为他的妻子儿女做很好很多很好的事情。我在这边提到了一个好父亲，是一个愿意在属灵上能够来领头的，能够来带领这个家庭的好的父亲。
I'm talking about Father's Day today, but as fathers, we are the head of the home. Did you read that with me, right? We're the head of the home.
那不是因为今天是父亲节，我们才提到这一点。一个好的父亲必须是家庭的头，是在家庭里面要来带领的。
And as a Christian father, we are to lead our family. We are to love our wife unconditionally.
那身为一个基督徒的父亲，我们要来在家里做属灵的领头，而且我们要来爱我们的妻子。
As a Christian father, if my children see me mistreating my wife all the time and talking badly about her in front of them, do you think that is a good spiritual example?
如果身为一个基督徒的父亲，如果我在我的孩子面前来苦待我的妻子，就是他们的妈妈，甚至在言语上来攻击她，那你觉得这你的孩子看到你这样子的一个举动，他们会觉得你是一个好的榜样吗？
But it goes twofold. In the marriage, if the wife is not respecting the husband and the husband is not loving the wife, it's going to be chaos.
那 这并不是只是单向的，这个是双向的。如果在一个婚姻里面，丈夫不爱妻子，妻子不敬重丈夫，那这个婚姻就会进入这个混乱当中。
It's not going to have harmony.
就不会有和谐。
And so, fathers.
所以父亲们。
Regardless if our wives are respecting us.
不管我们的妻子是否尊重我们。
We love them like Jesus loves them.
我们要爱他们，就如同耶稣爱我们。
I think the best way our kids know how to think of marriage, think of motherhood, fatherhood, is by the examples of their very own parents.
我想每一个孩子，当他要来就是来定义或是来看一个婚姻关系，来看一个父亲的角色，一个母亲的角色，他们最好的最能够具体能够看到的，就是从他们父母身上来看到。
Now, I hope today you're not like, oh man, this is heavy, a lot of pressure for me.
希望大家不会听完之后就今天听完之后就觉得哇、wow, 好沉重啊，有好多的重担，好多的压力压在我身上。
But the big thing is, you know, sometimes kids don't fully grasp and understand the difficulty of parenting, do they?
那其实很多时候我们的孩子们并没有办法完全的来了解身为父母所有的一些压力或是责任。
Nor do they sometimes appreciate all of the small things you might do for them every day.
他们甚至有的时候并不会很珍惜或者很看重我们所为他们做的每一件事情。
But when we're faithfully pursuing God as fathers, as parents, our kids will have a good example. example to follow as they grow.
但是当我们愿意来完全的寻求神的时候，然后身为我们孩子们的父母，他们就会看到一个属神的合神心意的样式，他们在成长过程也会来学习。
It's funny sometimes when Sarah and I are standing in the kitchen or something like that, some of the encouragement we've been given from when we were, you know, first getting married and stuff like that was, when you have kids, show them that you love each other.
那 有时候在家里当Charles 牧师跟 Sarah, 他太太 Sarah 在厨房，他们有时候会想到当他们刚结婚的时候别人对他们的鼓励
Show them that you love each other.
哦，就是他们在刚结婚的时候，就是有这样对他们的鼓励，就是要在孩子面前，就是要让你孩子知道你爱他们。
So I'll take Sarah when they're in the kitchen running around or something like that, and we'll give each other a kiss, and they'll be like, ew.
所以他们有时候在厨房，他们会就是在孩子面前，就是表现他们他们就是会流露他们的爱，然后有时候他会给他的妻子一个吻。那他的小孩看到就在旁边做出很恶心的表情。
And Anaya is still at that age where she just wants to get up there in the middle and get kissed by both of us too, but that's still the fun part.
那他们最小的女孩就是叫 Anaya, 她还在很小的年纪，所以她这时候看到的时候就会想要介入他们，爬到他们中间也被他们两个来亲吻。
But we want them to see, not just because we want them to see, we want them to really see an example of a mother and father who love Jesus.And love each other. And can we do better? Absolutely.
那他们不只是做给孩子们看，他们就是要让孩子们，就是能够体会到，知道他们爱耶稣，他们也彼此相爱。
And as fathers, we want our kids to see how important it is that we have a strong relationship with Jesus Christ.
那身为父母，我们要让我们的孩子看到。要他们知道，就是跟主耶稣基督有很深厚的关系是很重要的。
That our children see us reading our Bibles, they see us praying, we pray with them, we read the Bible with them. Our kids need that example in us fathers.
那我们的孩子需要看到我们有这样的榜样，就是来建立与神与耶稣基督的关系。我们要来读经，我们要来祷告。我们不是为了做给孩子们看，我们要就是让他们。就是经历到这样的生命，而且我们要与他们一起祷告来读经。
And to teach them that, you know, when they're young, that they need to learn how to be a good wife, how to be a good husband, if God calls them to that, but to love Jesus with passion.
让我们的孩子在年幼的时候就可以知道、看到，就是如何来成为一个好的父亲、好的母亲。更重要的是，能够要来，就是要来爱我们的神、我们的主耶稣。
They need to see the value of serving other people, serving the church, serving the community.
他们必须要看到，就是我们来爱我们的邻舍，我们来服侍我们的教会，我们的周遭，我们的这个社区是何等的重要。
I think the hard part is sometimes we think as fathers that provider thing comes into our minds, and we think we just need to make our kids happy.
那很多时候有这样的一个误解，就是我们父亲。我们是家庭的这个提供家庭所需生活所需的这个角色，然后很多时候我们就觉得我们只要让我们的孩子们开心就好了。
Sometimes one of the first questions we ask our kids when they come home from something is, "Did you have fun?"
很多时候，当我们小孩回家的时候，我们问他们的第一件事情就是，你今天过得好吗？
We really should be wanting our kids to pursue.Jesus, to follow in His footsteps, to love Him unconditionally, to abandon their desires to follow His. We should want our kids to truly see that their purpose is not just this life, but eternity with God, and that eternity applies to this life.
所以我们应该要让我们的孩子们知道，我们不只是关心他们今天过得开不开心好不好，而是我们要能够建立这样的榜样，也让他们明白到我们要来全然的爱神，然后也让他透过让孩子们知道我们毫无条件、毫无保留的爱他们，让他们看到就是爱神的一个重要性。
And I know sometimes this isn't always the case, like my father's situation where he had no dad. Sometimes there's a home without a father, and I understand that. That this can't always apply to every single home.
那我也知道，就是刚刚提到，就是一个属神的，和谐的一个婚姻是，就是成为父，就是做父母很重要的一个，的一个，很重要的一个条件，但是有的时候并没有办法，就是并不是每一个家庭都有这样的条件，就如同 Chuck 牧师的父亲，他从小就没有父亲，然后有时候会有单亲的家庭的状况。
So surround your children with people that love Jesus, and can be an encouragement to them as well.
如果今天你是在这样的状况当中，你要确保你的孩子他是在这样的一个环境，是他的周遭是充满了认识神、爱神的人，然后让他也可以经历主。透过这样来经历主的爱。
And maybe have a man, like a fatherly figure, a male figure come into their lives and help encourage them, especially the young men, along in their journey of manhood.
那如果你的孩子是在就是没有亲生父亲的陪伴来成长的一个过程，那你可能需要让他能够有认识，然后有一个基督徒的弟兄能够成为就是他的一个榜样，然后让他即便是在没有父亲成长的过程，他也可以看到就是一个属神的爱神的父亲该有的样式。
But remember to remind your children in this situation that their heavenly father is the best father.
也要提醒你的孩子，如果是在这样的就是单亲的一个状的一个环境下，你要提醒这样的你的孩子。就是他在天上有一位完美的父亲，有一位爱他的天父。
To be a good father, we need to lead.
要当一个好的父亲，我们必须要在家庭中来领导。
Too many times in our world, we see fathers take the step back and allow their family without that head.And therefore, it's left feeling a little inadequate.
很多时候，在我们现在的文化当中，就是父亲选择在家庭中，就是有点类似缺席，以至于这个家庭缺少了一个头的角色。很多时候，在这样的环境中成长的孩子，他们会觉得有所缺乏，有所不足。
Ephesians chapter six, verses 1 to 4 gives fathers.Some very important encouragement. I hope that we can listen well to this.
那在以弗所书六章一到四节，在这里给了父亲很大的鼓励。那我鼓励，我也希望就是每一位父亲都可以一起来，就是来重视这样的这里的教导。
I hope you can notice the progression here in passage that in chapter 5, right? We talked about the husband and the wife's relationship. It goes immediately to the children in the home is next.
那我鼓励大家能够看到以弗所书五章到六章这里循序渐进的关于家庭里面的教导，先从夫妻的关系开始，接着进入儿女来孝敬父母，接着进入父母亲就是养儿育女。
Realize that your relationship as a husband and wife is more important than your relationship with your kids.
那大家要明白，要了解到，就是你在家庭当中，你与就是夫妻之间的关系是非常重要，是更胜于就是。父母与子女的关系。
Realize that God has put you together with your spouse for your lifetime.
大家要明白到，今天神让就是夫妻结合是一辈子的。
And we should be working together as husbands and wives to love each other, grow with each other, and to be a team to start reaching down to our children and helping them grow.
那大家应该明白到，夫妻是要一起。来成长，一起是一个团队来养儿育女。
So it goes on to continue in chapter 6 to encourage children and fathers. So please follow along.
所以在接下来就是乔牧师会念以弗所书第六章，就是从夫妻的关系开始，第五章，然后进入第六章，就是父母与儿女的关系。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. We have two parts here.
在这边经文已经打在同一幕上，这边可以分成两个部分。
Children are to honor their parents.
做儿女的要在主里听父母的话，孝敬父母。
That is their responsibility given to them by God that they are supposed to obey and listen to them.
那这个是做神给做儿女的一个使命就是命令，就是要听从父母，然后要孝敬父母。
It's not the other way around where we just do what the kids want us to do. We are the authority placed in their life to encourage them, to instruct them how to grow up to be a godly woman and man. If we do not do that, they won't learn how to be a godly person.
那这边提到是儿女要孝敬父母，并不是反过来父母要听从儿女的，然后只是为了让他们开心。那如果我们没有，因为我们是神赐给我们权柄，是让我们来教养我们的儿女。那如果我们没有照着这样做的话，我们的儿女并没有办法看到一个好的榜样，他们成长并没有办法，他们成长之后很容易就没办法成为一个爱神然后的人。
And they learn this from such a young age that they can, if allowed to, they can rule the home.
那他们从很年幼的时候就必须，或者就是看到这样的一个状况的话，那如果 你给他们过度的自由，或是允许他们这样做的话，他们很容易成为这个家庭的真正的统管者。
My daughter Anaya, who's not even two yet.
乔尔牧师的女儿 Anaya 还不到两岁。
When she doesn't get her way, she begins to throw a fit and scream and cry.
那当她没有得到她想要的，她就开始拳打脚踢，然后会开始就是哭闹。
If I don't teach my daughter Anaya to say stop, that is not nice. If I don't do that, imagine what she will be like at the age of 18 when she's able to make her more of her own choices.
那如果在她女儿这个年纪，乔尔牧女儿这个年纪做这样子的任性的要求的时候，如果乔尔牧师没有教导她你必须停止，你必须就是做对的选择，那试想当她到了18岁成年的时候，他有更多的自由去做更多的决定的时候，他会是成长成一个什么样子？
The next part of that passage, you know, it talks first that child, that is their responsibility to obey and honor their parents that God has given them. That's the child's responsibility. The second part of that is the parent, the father's responsibility.
刚刚讲到这部分的经文分成两部分，第一部分提到的是做儿女的责任，他们是要来孝敬父母，要来听从父母，那是儿女的责任。那第二部分提到就是我们做父母的责任。
Says fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
在这里提到，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Now,This specifically, if you can think about it, talks about making them angry. What would cause a child to be angry in this situation? If we're supposed to teach them, give them, you know, instruction and us be the authority, what would make this anger stir up inside of them?
这边提到做父母的、做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气。那大家试想，神既然给我们这样子的权柄，要来教养儿女。那在我们教养儿女的过程当中，什么样的举动或什么样的方式会惹儿女的气呢？
If you think back into some of the cultural aspects of this time when Ephesians is written and is still present today in our culture and societies today, a lot of times fathers would just give their children a command and their wives a command without any good reasonable explanation for why.
那大家可以试想一下，在以弗所书所写成那个年代，当时是什么样的一个社会的光景？那其实在现在也有类似的状况，就是在当时很多时候，父亲或者丈夫会给他们儿女一些命令，要求他们或要求，然后但是并不一定是合理的，或是不一定有一些解释或原因。那刚刚提到，在今天这个时代，有时候也仍然有这样的情况。
They would just say, just do it, because I'm the father. I'm the head of the home. You better just do it. I'm the authority.
他们可能会给了一个命令之后说，去做就是了，不要问为什么，因为我就是爸爸，或者我就是丈夫，我就是头，我说了怎样就怎样。
And so this was happening in the church of Ephesus. The families were a little struggling there because some of the fathers were abusing their authority. They were more of commanders instead of a loving, leading father.
那在当时以弗所的教会，有些家庭有这样的挣扎，那是有些父亲或是丈夫，他们就是有点滥用了就是做头的这个权柄，他们给了很多的要求，但是他们看到他们认为他们自己是一个指挥官的角色，而忽略了他们应该是一个充满慈爱的这个头的角色。
And so sometimes if we give our children some double standards where we expect them to do something like this, but in turn we do something different, it creates frustration. Why?
那很多时候很多时候我们做父亲的有时候会有点是双重标准，我们会告诉我们的儿女该怎么做，可是我们自己却不是照着这个标准来做。那在这样的过程当儿女看到了之后，他们很容易引起他们心中有很多的挫折。
And it causes kids to just look at their fathers and their mothers, their parents, and just like roll their eyes and not listen because they're not given the proper discipline and instruction.
那很多时候，当孩子们看到这样的双重标准，或是就看到父母亲的言行不一的时候，他们可能就会，当他们被给了很多的命令的时候，他们并不愿意，不是真正愿意去做，因为他们就不是真正的顺服，因为他们没有看到一个言行合一的标准。
Now, parents, as we know, our kids sometimes will regardless.Give us those eyes.
那父母亲们这时候也要鼓励大家，提醒大家，有些时候即便我们并没有言行不一，那不管怎么样的情况，我们的小孩就是会给我们翻白眼。
But let's not forget the responsibility that we have to discipline and instruct.
但是我们别忘了我们的责任，我们就是要来教导管教我们的孩子。
I want to tell you this.Now, you probably already know this, and a lot of you could already, like, I should just be listening to you up here today. But here's the thing, when the Bible mentions discipline and instruction, those two things happen and should happen in the same discipline and correction time.
那这边我要告诉父母们一件事情，一个原则。那其实很多父母已经知道，甚至我Charles 牧师可以来向你们请教。但这边这个原则就是我们的管教，对孩子们的管教与责备要必须要是同时来进行，同时来发生。
The Bible reminds us if we do not discipline our children, we're spoiling them.
就是我们的教导，然后如果他们没有服从，然后后续带来这个管教或责备必须要就是同时发生。那如果我们只教，但是我们没有管教或是责备，就是没有因为他们的结果来管教责备的话，就会就是没有带来好的结果。
And when our children do something wrong, we go right in. There's discipline. I'm not talking about bah, bah, bah. I'm talking about a calm, okay? Never discipline out of anger. A calm time where you spend with your child and you can discipline them. You can make sure that they don't get, you know, something that they wanted. That kind of a discipline, we have to go into those situations with that discipline, as well as with instruction. If they don't know why they're in trouble, they're going to be frustrated.
那当我们看到我们小孩在一些事情上做的不对的时候，我们必须要就是跟我们的教导相违背的时候，我们必须要介入，然后给予就是指责指正。然后如果有必要的时候要让他们就是也许有些责罚要给予，但是必须大家记得，我这边说的川普这边说的责罚并不是 always 就是永远都是一直都是拳打脚踢，不是拳打脚踢。然后我们在管教的时候是不能出于我们的情绪，是必须是在一个很冷静的情况下，我们不只是让他们看到有结果，同时也要有一些解释跟教导，让他们能够来了解为什么做错，然后知道他们承受的结果是为了什么原因。
If we only do the discipline and we have no teaching, no encouragement, no loving right after the situation, the kid's always going to be, you know, in shame and always afraid of to do something wrong.
如果我们只有进行责罚而没有给予解释或教导，然后我们的小孩子会变得 很担忧很害怕，因为他们不知道自己做错了什么。
And if we only do the instruction and love them, they will not know there is a consequence to their sin.
那如果我们只有给予口头上的教导、啊、告知，但是没有让他们付起代价，或是没有接受责罚，必要的责罚，那他们就没有办法、啊、学到就是他们的罪或他们的选择会带来一定的结果。
And I believe the father and the mother need to work together on the same page to be able to reach what discipline and instruction is to look like.
那我相信就是父母在这就是在教导与责罚这件事情上原则必须步调必须一致，然后必须是相符的，然后才可以带来最好的教导的效果。
But fathers, we must take the lead.
但是父亲必须要就是在这件事情上能够引导领导。
We must show our children what a proper example of a Christian is.
我们必须能够让我们的孩子们看到这样子的见证与榜样，就是一个基督徒该有的见证。
And show our families that we love them.
让我们的家庭看到，我们的家人们看到我们爱他们。
And it takes us being willing to step up to be that leader that God calls us to be in our families.
那就是我们必须要能够接受，就是要能够接受神在家里面所创立，就是让父亲、丈夫成为头的这个角色。
If our children don't receive that discipline and loving instruction from their fathers, they will grow up probably feeling inadequate in who they are.
那如果我们的孩子们在他们成长过程没有从父亲而来的爱的教导，以及甚至就是做错事所带来的责罚，如果没有从父亲那里知道的话，在那他们成长的过程很容易觉得缺乏。
Understand how crucial the role of a father is in the home.
要了解在一个家庭里面，父亲的这个角色是何等的重要。
Colossians 3:20-21 reminds us, wives submit to your husbands as fitting in the Lord. Husbands love your wives and do not be harsh with them.Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. And again reminds fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged.
那在哥罗西书里面3:20-21也有提到，就是你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
And I believe we really need to ask God for help in being a good father. We need to ask Him to give us the strength.To be able to handle the situations that we will face with our children.
那我鼓励我们做父母的、做父亲的，可以来向神求，就是我们能够有做父母的智慧啊与能力，然后我们如何来做一个好的榜样。
My parents remind me that they will never stop being a parent.
那乔牧师的父母提醒他，他们永远都是啊，就是学习要做他的父母。
And so your parenting, your fathering, will look different.As they grow older.
所以我们来做父母的这个，我们养儿育女会在小孩成长不同的阶段，我们会有不同的角色。
But never forget that your presence with your family is so important.
但请不要忘记了，不论如何，就是在家庭中不缺席啊，我们来陪伴孩子们成长，这是何等重要的一个角色与过程。
And that if you work hard when they're young at teaching them, training them, instructing them.Disciplining them, that later you'll be able to reap good fruit. You'll see that fruit reaped in their lives, and you will feel blessed.
那大家就是鼓励每一位父母，在你们孩子年幼的，从年幼开始，你们就愿意就是摆上，愿意照主的方式，能够来教导、鼓励，甚至责罚你的孩子们，在他们成长的过程，以致他们越来越成长，然后是会有得到啊。是会有属灵的果实结出来的，是会有回报的。你可以看到他们成长、成为一个、属神的人该有的样式。
Proverbs 22:6, a very popular verse when it comes to parenting, because I believe this is one of the best verses that gives parents hope.
在、箴言22:6，这是一个非常好的经文，这里给、做父母的、一些很好的盼望。
There are some days when you have younger kids especially, some days where you will feel like you are going mad.
对，如果你有年轻比较幼小的孩子，很多时有时候，我们会觉得我们就快要疯掉了。
There have been days as a dad, as a father, where I've been like, oh, I lost it today.
有时候身为父亲，特别在你孩子年幼的时候，有时候你会觉得啊，我快要失控了。
My four little kids are awesome. I love them so much.
我很乔姆斯很爱他的四个孩子，然后他们非常棒。
But four of them combined together sometimes at the right time when I'm tired is sometimes the worst, the worst pair.
那有些时候，特别在乔姆斯他非常疲劳劳累的时候，有时候四个孩子合在一起，他们这样的组合可以成为一个很可怕的一个状况。
And so I sometimes will end a day talking to Sarah and be like, oh, this was a, you know, I should have done better today.
他有时候在一天结束的时候，特别是他非常的就是辛苦，然后沮丧的时候，他甚至会跟他太太说，我今天应该可以做得更好。
And those beginning years when the kids are younger, it's sometimes some of the most trying years.Because you are all the time feeling like discipline instruction, discipline instruction, discipline instruction.
那特别在孩子年幼，就是刚就是养儿女刚起步的时候，很多时候一整天下来是非常的辛苦，因为有时候就是一整天你都是在不断的教导责罚，教导责罚，教导责罚。
But don't give up on it.
但是请不要放弃。
Even when you're tired, ask God for strength to help you to parent well.
即便是在你非常劳累疲劳的时候，向神求能力能够来教养你孩子。
Proverbs 22:6 Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
箴言22:6教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老也不偏离。
Fathers, this is a big verse that we need to remember. When we train them when they're young, when we teach them about God's love, His values, what God values, when we teach them young and continue to teach it as they grow old, the Bible says they won't depart from it. They will remember it.
那父亲们，这是一个非常重责，这是一个重责大任。我们必须在从孩子年幼开始就教导他何谓神的道。何为神所看重的，在他们成长以后，他们会记得的，这会影响他们一生。
Now this isn't a guarantee that your child will remain a follower of Jesus, or not remain, that your child will follow Jesus when they're older. Okay, this isn't a guarantee that they're gonna always go to church with you. They're always gonna read God's word with you. That's not a guarantee.
虽然就是当我们竭力来做的时候，虽然这样子来做未必可以保证。你的孩子他就成长以后，他们就一定会去教会，一定会跟随主耶稣。
But the big thing is that you're praying that they know Jesus as their personal Savior every day.
但非常重要的就是，我们每一天要来为我们的孩子祷告，就是主耶稣，他们能够认主耶稣，或主耶稣是他们的救主。我们每一天要为我们的孩子来祷告。
And remember, once a parent, always a parent. Just because they're out of your home.Doesn't mean you're not their parent anymore.
大家要记得，就是我们一生，就是是我们一生都是我们孩子的父母，即便他们成长离家，我们仍然是一辈子是他们的父母。
Continue to point them back to Jesus.
即便他们到时候离开了教会，或是还不认识主耶稣基督，要不断的能够来就是引导他们来认识神。
Because just like us as adults.They as adults will also make some pretty poor choices.
就像我们是成人，他们也像我们一样，有时候我们会做一些就是不好的决定。
But that doesn't give us an excuse to stop loving them as their parent and pointing them towards Jesus.
但即便他们做了错误的决定，那也不会让我们就从此不是他们的父母。我们依然是他们的父母，我们依然要为他们祷告，然后引领他们来认识神。
Matthew 7:13-14 talks about this. I'm only referring it just for time's sake. It talks about how narrow the way is to God and life, right? And how broad the way is to the world and destruction.
那在马太福音7:13-14，这里有提到，就是要进天国的门是非常窄的，然后要走向那灭亡的路是才是宽大的。
Sometimes we let go of training our children too early.
很多时候我们太早放弃教养我们的小孩。
And they get caught up in the teachings and philosophies of the world.
以至于他们被这个属世世界上所教，或是世界上的这些小学，或是所谓的哲学来捆绑。
So it's important that when they're young, we train, discipline, instruction. We continue to encourage them. And as they get older, they're going to make some choices that we can't totally like control, but we can still continue to train, encourage, point them towards Jesus. Our job is never done. Father's right. Our job is never over.
所以在我们在孩子还小的时候，我们每天都要来能够教导责罚，教导责罚。然后以至于他们成长，即便他们成长了，他们独立了，我们还是要不断的来教导、引导，然后鼓励，然后父亲们就是我们的角色是很重要的，这是我们一生的功课。
Let's make sure they know that we're proud of them because they make choices toward God.
然后父亲们，我们就是要知道，就是今天我们能够为孩，就是孩子如果能够做一个决定，是他们要来跟随主，我们可以就是一次就是。感到骄傲。
As a parent, we can be so focused on the earthly success that we forget about their eternal success.
那我们身为父母，很多时候我们很着重孩子们他们在世上属世的，就是今生的一些成就，以至于我们忽视了他们在永生里面的啊这样子的成就。
As I said earlier, if we only encourage them here, right now, this short life.And they want get them a good grades, good job, and make enough money so they can live comfortably. Is that if that is all we are concerned about, then we are missing what we're supposed to be most concerned about with our kids.
有些时候我们非常的把我们的目光就是聚焦在孩子今生的这些成就，让他们学习好，有好成绩、好工作、好的收入，以至于我们没有把这个就是天国的这样的眼光放在他们里面。那我们就忽视了很多，我们就少在了很多。
Worldly success does not matter in eternity.
属世的成功在永恒里面并没有价值。
And they cannot take that with them.
他们并没有办法把属世的成就带入永生当中。
Their eternal success matters in eternity and in the present.
他们在永恒里面的成就，他们在永恒里面的。这个成功是在永恒有价值，在今生也有价值。
Because if I love God, I want to follow Him. I'm going to do my best at being a good coworker. I'm going to be doing my best as a good employee, as a good son, a good father, a good daughter, a good wife, a good neighbor. If I encourage them towards eternal value.Then the present value will be blessed because they are following in how Jesus showed them to live. That is very long.
就是在永恒里面有价值的，就是如果你看重永恒的价值，也会影响你现今在世上的这些成就。那我们身为父母，我们就要教养孩子，就是你要在，就是要在永恒里面有价值的话。那他必定会就是也会想要在今生是成为一个好的帮助者或者好的有好的是好的学生好的有好的同事然后是好的父亲好的母亲然后是可以就是对就是在永恒里面的成功必定会也必然也会让你在现今是有带来好的果效。
So we're winding down towards the end. I'm sure you guys are like that.
所以我们现在要进入我们的就是结论。
But here's the thing. We can't be good fathers without understanding who our Heavenly Father is.
这里有一个很重要的一点，如果我们不认识我们的天父是谁，我们没办法成为一个好的父亲。
We can't parent well unless we parent by the perfect Father's instructions.
我们没办法成为好的父母。如果我们没办法，就是照着神的心意来养儿育女。
So fathers, today's encouragement, exhortation, I hope that we feel a little bit like we need to do better, we need to step up. I hope that's what you hear today.
我希望在座的每一位父亲今天听到的或是被鼓舞的是 是有一个提醒，就是我要来做一个更好的父亲。
And I don't have 10 weeks to give you some very thorough teaching on fatherhood today, right now on this pulpit. But I hope that today you see the importance of the fact that we need to love our families, we need to lead our families, we need to discipline our children and instruct them.
那我现在今天在这讲台上，我并没有十周的时，不像就是一些课程可以有十周的时间，给了一些很多具体的细节来教导或是来鼓励装备我们如何成为好的父亲。但请大家记得接下来以下这些原则，就是我们要来爱我们的家庭，我们丈就是父亲是家庭的头，要在属灵上能够来领导。对于我们的小孩，我们要有教导与以及责罚，然后要来就教导与责罚都并重。
And in closing, I have two resources for you. One is a book called The Difference a Father Makes. A great book. And you know, it's not the all-encompassing book of being a father, but it gives some good, simple principles and encouragement towards being a present father, someone who is there, involved in your children's lives. Okay, so I'd encourage you to look at that book.
这边有两个资源可以提供，就是做父母或做父亲的就是想要就是装备更多的装备自己。那这边有一本，其中有一本书叫做《The Difference a Father Makes》，就是做父亲可以带来什么样的不同或者改变，对对，小孩。然后这本书并不是一个好像就是如何做父母的完整的百科全书这样，但是这里面有很多属灵的原则可以帮助我们更进一步。
And so one of his statements is, "Do dads understand the power they have been given to make the difference in their kids' lives?" And I hope that as Christian fathers, we understand the power we have.
那他这边其中有一个原则，或者其中有一个问题，就是在问父亲有没有了解到他们身为父亲在孩子生命当中会带来何等重的影响。那我鼓励每个父亲能够思考这一点。
So the first young, soon-to-be father or father with a baby to run up here and grab this book can take this home, and that's my little gift to you. So here goes it.Whoever wants it, come get it.
如果有人想要这本书，任何一个做父亲的，即将做父亲的，如果愿意上来，第一个拿到这本书的，这本书就是他的。有没有人现在要上来？立刻，立刻，立刻。
Happy Father's Day. This also is one last resource I want to point out to you. Fathers, scan this. Mothers, scan this as well. This takes you to a website called Focus on the Family.And it gives so many good parenting tips. Parenting tips for little kids, or all ages, even up to adulthood, of parents' roles in their kids' lives. So please scan that QR code. It's in English, but I hope that it's something that can help you. You know, where you're struggling, you can flip open to that and click on it and start to read some encouragement from God's Word, as well as from psychologists. Go ahead.
这边是第二个资源，然后是一个网站，然后它是有一些就是一些原则可以帮助我们做父母，所以鼓励每一个父亲母亲都可以拿出你们的手机来扫这个二维码，会进入一个网页，它是用英文写的，但是里面提供很多很好的属灵原则，能够帮助我们来教养我们的孩子，然后鼓励大家都可以来参阅。
Let's do this together.
我们一起来这样做。
Let's raise this next generation to be warriors for God who love people.
我们来一起教养我们的后代，让他们成长成为一个属神的精兵，他们愿意来爱他们的邻舍。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Lord God, we love you. We thank you that you're the good father.
亲爱父神，我们爱你，谢谢你，你是这样一个何等美好的父亲。
We ask God that you would give, especially us fathers today, since it's Father's Day, the strength and the wisdom that we need to raise our children to love you.
好，父神，我们向你祈求，特别为在座的每一位父亲来祈求，你赐给他们智慧与能力，能够来成为好的父亲，来教养他们的孩子。
And Lord God, help us not to be lazy in our fathering and our parenting, but help us to be.Strong and equipped, God, in knowing how to raise these young ones.
父神，帮助我们做父母的，我们不闲懒，你来装备我们，让我们知道我们如何来教养儿女。
And Lord God, whatever stage of parenting and fathering each one is in this room, Lord God, I pray that you would just grant them the know-how to train their children up in the stage that they're in right now.
父神，不论在座的父亲、父母们，他们现在在哪一个阶段，他们孩子在什么年纪，我求你赐给他们智慧，让他们知道如何来就是跟他们孩子建立好的关系来教养他们。
Help us to encourage them to be strong because this world, God, is so wicked and corrupt and, Satan wants to steal the minds of our young. So Lord, we pray that you would help them to be strong and help us to know what to teach them to be able to battle against Satan and his arrows.
帮助我们，父神，帮助我们，让我们知道如何跟孩子建立好的关系，让我们知道如何来教导他们，如何来鼓励他们，因为这是邪恶的时代，知道魔鬼撒旦想要就是偷取、夺去我们就是年轻的下一代的心意，帮助我们知道如何能够巩固他们，如何能够来教养他们。
So God, we ask that you'd help us fathers to be godly leaders in our homes.
主，我们向你祈求，你帮助每一位父亲是能够成为属神属属灵属神的父亲，然后在家里是成为这个领头的角色。
In your name we pray, Amen.
奉神的名求，阿门。